Cloders.
Yes, how are you doing, sir?
Welcome. Before we get into the pod, can we just do a bit of sponsorship? C.H.A.T. chat.
We can indeed. We've got the wonderful guys.
Start making some kish, 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 kish.
We've got the wonderful guys from Fitstairs on board. And man, they are giving away money. They gave away 25 quid last week.
Yeah.
But guess what? This week, they've decided to double it. They're giving away 50 quid. Free bet.
Are people doing this bet?
Yeah, people are doing this bet. But I mean, why wouldn't you be? I mean,
yeah, it's a phenomenal place for high-end individuals who
it really,
have got
really
cash
is.
To burn.
It really is. And also, you know, last week they said, you know what? If you lose your bet and you spend 25 quid, we'll give you 25 quid again for the second test. This week, they're doubling it. They're saying, if you lose up to 50 quid, we're going to give you 50 quid free cash.
They are basically giving cash away.
They're giving cash away. I mean,
that doesn't make any business sense.
No, no sense whatsoever.
But it is an unreal place. Just to go there and watch sport, have Michelin star food is phenomenal. It is the Ned of Mayfair.
Well, the thing is, you don't even have to go there. All you have to do is click the link in the bio for the podcast. You'll be taken to the landing page and you can put up to 50 quid in free bets. And guess what? If they don't come good, you get that money back. You get 50 quid for the third test.
So you could just be anywhere in the UK. Go on the website, sign up.
Yeah, bang in 50 quid, put it on a Lions win. If the Lions win, you win a shitload of money.
This is great.
If the Lions lose, you get the money back.
This is great for gambling addicts.
This is incredibly good for gambling addicts. So guys, if you are feeling lucky, and even if you aren't, because guess what? You get the money back, match up to 50 quid, then go onto the link in the bio and click on it. Spend 50 quid on anything you want to do. And guess what? If your bet loses, you get that money back.
Yeah, guys, and for those who haven't skipped this first bit, just go and do it. It makes business sense. More lads, more lads, more lads, more lads. More lads, more lads. More lads, more lads, more lads, more lads. More lads, more lads. More lads, more lads. Come and get less with me. All the pints are bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rig Biz podcast. My name is Freddie Claude, and as the Lions go one up, I am joined by an incredibly happy Mr. Archie Kazan.
Lions! Lions! Lions!
You're still absolutely loving the bitch, aren't you?
Absolutely.
We're one up.
Buzzing,
we're
mate.
One up, mate.
Yeah. I said we're going to win it 3-0.
Yeah, you did, Kazan's cool.
Yeah, and I tell you what, had a phenomenal weekend. When the Lions are playing a test match rugby, you can't have a bad weekend.
No, you really can't. You really can't.
I was out and about in Clapham in my 1997 Lions top.
Oh, wow.
Just enjoying good old Lions banter. I was out on Northcote Road at 10 a.m., getting a coffee and a croissant in my Lions top, shouting, Lions! Lions!
That's a bit early, isn't it?
Yeah, and actually, people did find it a bit too much. People did tell me to shush. And I had to tell them. I was like, mate, the Lions are playing.
It only comes around, you know, every 4 years.
Every 12 years in South Africa.
True, true.
Which I told a few people and continued to say, Lions! Lions! And then people actually said, look, please be quiet. It is a residential area.
Yes, okay. Well,
people asked me if I was drunk. I said, absolutely not. I've got a CrossFit session at 11 a.m. I've just come here to get my coffee buzz on.
Right, okay. You got your little buzz on.
Yeah,
okay.
I love grabbing a cheeky little oat flat white down Northcote Road.
Yes, please. Just before your workout.
It's a great place. If you're not drinking in the morning, just to get a bit of a buzz.
Yeah. Get a tiny bit of a buzz.
But unfortunately, people did get a bit annoyed at me and asked me to leave.
So how loose was the game? You went and watched it with mates? Or?
Yeah. With a couple of the boys. And yeah, it was bloody good fun. It was out and about in Clapham. And just continually shouting, Lions! Lions!
Such a simple chant.
Yeah, it is. And it's so effective, though.
Yeah.
And the people in the pub were loving it. There was a couple of other guys in the pub all wearing Lions shirts, and we really bonded over it.
Yeah.
And we were just all the time when it was like a big ruck or a mole, Lions! Lions! Lions!
Well, yeah. That's an incredible.
And when we came back in the second half, that's when I was really going for the Lions! Lions!
Yeah, you were absolutely loving it.
Yeah. And I think people really enjoy the amount of times I say, Lions!
It's getting quite annoying, Lions, now. It's getting quite podcast. Annoying, actually. I'm not
Is
lying.
It?
Yeah.
Right. No, it's. I actually.
I may chat you out the studio.
It might be annoying to you, but for the rugby faithful, they will absolutely love it. I've actually got it as my WhatsApp notification.
Oh, God. That is annoying.
Yeah.
Can't imagine what the people in the office think.
Yeah, no, people love it in the office.
But obviously, you get loose watching the rugby, and then what? Do you carry on the party? Lions win, one
mate,
up in the series?
By the end of the Lions, I was at. absolutely steamboated. I can't even remember getting home.
No.
Yeah.
That loose.
I woke up and completely lost my trousers. So somewhere along the way, I lost my jeans.
Oh my god, yeah, that is loose.
That's a sign.
So you didn't even try to like party on.
No, well, I think I tried to get into Inferno's, but they even said I can't even get in there.
They banned the CEO.
Yeah.
That must have been the first.
Well, no, they didn't ban me. They just turned me away, which means I was having a bloody good night.
I'm about to tell you all a little secret. I'm going to tell you about the greatest ball shaving company in the world. Manscaped. You see, a long time ago, me and my brother Archie here, we was hitchhiking down Clapham High Street, which is a long and lonesome road. And all of a sudden, there stood 30 blonde girls outside Inferno's in the middle of the road. And they said, "Shave your ball sack if you please, or we won't fuck your heart." Well, me and Archie, we looked at each other, and we each said, "Okay," and we shaved our balls, and we shaved our ray holes, and we shaved our chest. We had the best balls in the world, the fucking best balls in the world. Look into my eyes and it's easy to see, 1 and 1 make 2, 2 and 1 make 3. It was destiny. Once every 100,000 years or so, when the sun doth shine and the moon doth glow, and my balls did grow. Needless to say, the girls were stunned. A whip crack with my Manscaped 4.0, and my pubes were done. They asked us, "Be you angels?" And we said, "Nay, we are but men, rock."
Introducing the latest product from Manscaped, the Lawnmower 4.0. This is the leading ball trimmer ever to be created anywhere on planet Earth. So guess what? Follow through with the motto and ban your bush this summer and give yourself the best chance ever to be with the most exquisite cultured ladies in Clapham. Walk across Clapham Common and glide with no paranoia, for you will be pubeless, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be feeling amazing. And guess what? We'll give you 20% off with the code RIGBIZ20 and free shipping. How's that sound?
So, Archie, obviously this is a Lions special, mini-series.
Yeah.
And I booked in the last couple of guests, Greg O'Shea, massive guy. I booked in, you know, Jack Noll. Yep. I booked in Hibbs.
Richard Hibbard, you've done bloody well. And this week was left down
to
me.
You said I want it. So you said, Fred, this week I want to take control.
And mate, I have gone for a rogue choice, but in my eyes, one of the best pundits out there.
Okay, I'm very excited to find out.
I will start this conversation with, I've got to be quite quick, because I'm jumping on a plane straight after recording this.
Where are you going?
I'm off to Spain.
Why are you going to Spain?
Business.
Business? For what?
Yeah, well, More Lash business, actually.
More Lash business in Spain?
The co-founder of More Lash, Nick Abendon, a.k.a. Benders.
Yeah.
I've caught wind that he is going to a wedding in Spain. And I'm going out there to approach him to get some more investment.
So what? You're not even invited to this wedding?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to. I don't even know whose wedding it is. But I know Benders is going there, and I'm doing an undercover operation to surprise him, which he will absolutely love.
Is that legal? Are you allowed to do it?
Yeah. You can legally fly anywhere. And I'm going to go and get some more investment, because I've got big plans to create a More Lash rugby pitch with Clubhouse on Clapham Common.
That's completely ridiculous.
No.
Is that going to happen?
Yeah, of course it is.
Well, so you just need some cash from Benders?
Yeah, he's our main investor, so I'm just going over there, going to just get a bit of cash, and yeah.
Well, mate, you're not going to be able to get planning permission for that, are you?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Mate, as the CEO of Clapham, I can't see that being a problem. Do you think you need planning permission?
Of course you need planning permission.
I don't see that being
a
problem.
How are you going to fund that?
Well, that's the reason I'm going out there. I'm going to go see Benders.
What, Benders has gotten that much cash?
Well, mate, when you've played top 14 for a number of years, you'll have a lot of...
You get some good tax breaks. You get some good tax breaks out in France.
Yeah. So I've got to be quick. This is a short and snappy pod.
Well, I think we're swerving the issue here, mate. Who have you booked? Lions legend, is it?
Well, a legend.
Okay, Jamie Roberts?
No, we'll try Jamie Roberts. But I got the wrong... He gave me the wrong mobile number.
He gave you the wrong number, right. Okay. Yeah. Alex Cuthbert, we're trying to get him?
No, he said he can do it.
Carl Sinclair, he's out there.
I didn't approach him because he doesn't follow me on Instagram. But what I have got is a very special guest, someone who knows rugby and life inside out.
Ugo, again?
No. I'll just tell you it is.
Go on.
It's me. I've always said in the pod that actually some of the questions you ask, it would actually be good to ask me.
It's you.
So for this pod, it will just
You're
be
the guest.
Me and you having some banter.
You're the guest.
Yeah, I'm the host, I'm the guest, I'm the founder. I'm everything.
Mate, come on. That is outrageous. Told me.
I am a bloody good pundit.
So you're going to be the expert opinion on the Lions?
Well, yeah. This is good warm-up for me because when I retire from semi-pro rugby, you know, that's what I'm going to get into, punditry.
Oh, for God.
Either BBC or ITV.
This is a massive disappointment. I'm not going to lie.
No, mate. You trust me. This will be bloody good.
Okay. So Lions this weekend.
Before we start, mate, let's do like a proper intro, like we intro our guests.
On the podcast this week, our guest is Archie Curzon.
No. Just read that.
Read that?
Yeah.
I'll just pretend I'm a guest. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we are honoured to be joined by the founder of Moorlash Brewery, the CEO of Clapham, the CCO, the mayor, the man who is trying to bring a lot of investment to this wonderful part of town known as Clapham. He is also a, what's that say?
Semi-pro rugby
player.
If you could read out I don't know if you can read out www.linkedin and then read my...
Right, okay.
Or is that too much?
No, you know, you can find him on www.linkedin.com/Archie Curzon, or you can contact him, archie@moorlashbrewery.com. Was that good?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Brilliant.
Well, Archie, welcome to the show. Mate,
absolute honour to be here.
Mate, you know, are you a fan of the pod?
Big fan. Big fan. Listen to it every week.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Unlike some of our other guests.
I've got to say, I absolutely love your work.
Thank you so much.
You and Archie have done remarkably well over the past couple of years.
Yeah, some find Archie quite teething and annoying. But,
No, not at all. I think people really enjoy him.
Really? Okay. Because, you know, quite a lot of people come on, think that he's going to be good fun, and then they end up unfollowing him like Oogs and all those
things. No. I've thoroughly enjoyed the pod. I think
really?
What you guys are doing.
What's your favourite bit of the pod?
Clubhouse Stories.
You love Clubhouse Stories as well?
I absolutely love
Why
that.
Why do you love
bit?
That so much?
I don't know. I just think it's just bloody good banter.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, it's an honour to finally have you on in a weird way.
No, it's been a long time coming.
It has been a very long time.
If anything, listening to a pod, I think a lot of the listeners will really enjoy this insight. As I've sort of said time and time before, there's a reason I've got 53,000 followers on Instagram. 53,900 followers on Instagram, and this podcast has significantly less.
Well, it feels like you're incredibly excited to be here, which is fantastic. I'm not sure the listeners will be as excited, but anyway, Archie, as this is a Lions special,
let's get down what to did Lions, you make Lions
of the,
chat.
What did you make of the first Lions test?
It was a brilliant, brilliant test.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, thoroughly enjoyed it. It was like doing a business deal in the summer, Clodie.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people are away at this time of year, so deals aren't straightforward.
No, they're not at
it
all.
It was nitty gritty, but they got it done. And that's the moment. It doesn't matter how you do it, it's if you do it.
Well, obviously they had a fantastic victory, Archie. But there have been three changes to the test team.
Yeah.
Gatlin wasn't completely happy with the 15 he started.
Run me through it.
Right, I'll take you through the team. So starting in the front row, we have Vinopolo, Cowan Dickey, and Ty Furlong.
Yeah, okay. To be honest, I don't know much about the dark arts of the front row, and there's certainly three individuals I probably wouldn't hang out with on a night out. I might actually, because they would make me look significantly more stacked. But yeah, they seem like that's a strong choice.
Okay.
A strong choice.
Not great insight, but okay.
Extraordinary looking guy.
Yeah, he's a big boy. Scary looking guy.
Yeah.
And then in the second row, they've gone with Itoje and Captain Fantastic,
Maritoshi.
Mr. Alwyn Jones.
Yeah, for me, is the modern rugby player. He is a guy that is going to do phenomenally well after rugby.
He was lucky to get a scholarship to Harrow and be public school educated.
From good stock, and, you know, I can see me and him going into some kind of business. You know,
really?
I've always thought maybe, you know, when he retires, me and him could, you know, start a brogue business.
A brogue business.
Yeah, he's just got what it takes to make it in the business world. He's going to be a very wealthy individual after he retires. I mean, he's probably quite a wealthy individual now.
Yeah.
So I really like Itoje. And you know what? He's a half-decent player.
And then making up the back row, they have Laws, Curry.
Who's the other second row?
Oh, sorry, Alwyn Jones. That's fantastic.
Yeah, good guy. Good guy.
Yeah, you like him?
Yeah, definitely needs to use Suns.
Yeah. He's in desperate Suns. We should send him the code.
Yeah, again, probably not great on the night out, but yeah, good for him. Great. He's like, very typical second row.
And then in the back row, we have Laws, Tom Curry, and Conan.
Right, so don't know much about Courtney Laws because he doesn't follow me on Instagram. Tom Curry does follow me on Instagram.
Does he?
Yeah.
Surprising.
And his twin brother. He's got a twin brother called Ben Curry.
Yeah, yeah.
They're called the Curry Twins. They're twin brothers, born on exactly the same
thought?
Day.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, incredible science.
Yeah.
Both very strong flankers.
Yeah.
And I've got great taste in who they follow on Instagram.
Oh, they both follow you, do they?
Yeah, both follow me. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Have tried to get them on the pod, and they said no.
Well, it's a bit like the guest today, isn't it, really?
No. I said yes straight away.
And then we have Conan finishing off at number 8.
Yeah.
Do you know much about him?
No, don't. I didn't know much about him. He's a bit of a who.
Yeah.
I think that would be my nickname for him on tour. Instead of his surname on the back of his shirt, I'd just be like, ? And he'd be like, what's that? And I'd be like, mate, no one knows who you are.
And then we have Ali Price, who's the fake Scot, the English public school educator, a bit like Ryan Wilson.
Mate.
And he has been dropped for Mr. Murray.
Right, well, mate, that's disappointing because easily Pricey, I reckon, would be handy on a night out.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. Murray seems quite boring as well.
Yeah, he looks like he has fairly decent chat. Don't rate that big time from Gats.
It's a weird decision.
I call him Gats because we had a bit of email banter before the Lions. So I know Gats on a personal level.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then number 10.
Well, I emailed Gats to see if I'd been selected.
You hadn't been.
Well, he never got back to me. So I was never to know. But I withdrew.
It wasn't a no, but it wasn't a yes.
I withdrew from Lions selection.
Yeah, of course, when Gersi didn't get picked. And then 10, fly half, Mr. Dan Bigger.
Yeah, big C.
Your position? What do you make
big
of him?
I like him. Yeah, and I like the fact that it's an easy surname to say, Big C. He's from Wales, and yeah, he's consistent. I mean, he's certainly not the fly half I am. You know, I'm someone when I get the ball, I don't even know what I'm doing.
No, you're sort of like
Finn Russell. I just play what's in front
of me.
You
got a lot of flair,
but that's probably why I wouldn't be great in Test rugby. You know, I wouldn't want to stick to the game plan. Gats would be saying to me, kick it up the field. I say, Gats, if I see the gap, mate,
yeah,
I'm goose-stepping all the way to the try line.
Yeah, you can't control me. And then in the centres, we have Harris and Henshaw.
Double H. Don't know too much about them. They're quite low numbers on Instagram. Harris, I mean, remarkable. No, I didn't even know a guy called Chris Harris played rugby.
No, he's got no flair.
Yeah, and the disappointing thing is there's not much you can do with Chris Harris's name.
No.
Like, you can't call him... Well, I don't think you just call him Harris.
Yeah, which is his real name.
Yeah, it's a bit boring. Yeah, so I don't know much about him. But yeah, I'm sure he'll go well in the centres.
And then we have the South African tank, Van der Merwe, on one wing.
Beast. Absolute beast.
He's a big
boy. To see what he can do in the gym.
Yeah,
Love to see what he could do
with
a squat rack.
The amount of you could sell to him as well.
Mate, yeah. Well, he's somebody, again, I could look at doing business with.
Maybe I should.
You know, well, I'm sure he'd be interested to know, you know, my insight into the built-on market.
Okay. And then Anthony Watson on the other. He was fantastic.
Great player, but unfortunately, he did unfollow me on Instagram.
He unfollowed
so,
you?
Yeah. And you know, for me, he played well in the first test, but if he was following me, he'd probably get an extra 2-3%. Which is disappointing.
What is it with players unfollowing you?
I don't know. I don't know. Whether they are intimidated.
Yeah.
Whether it's just too much. Pitter patter,
yeah,
and they're trying to focus. But what I'd say to old Watsy, I say, listen, mate, you know the pitter patter will help you. You need to relax. You know, let me educate you because I don't just know about my ruggers. I know about life. And if he wants to set up camp after life, you know, then I'll be a helpful contact. But it's done now. It's done now.
It's done.
And
it's done.
If he follows me again, I tell you what, I won't be following him back.
And then making up the 15, number 15 at fullback, we have Stuart Hogg.
Yeah, great guy. He doesn't follow me on Instagram, Clodie, but I don't think he knows about me yet, but he will do so.
Hopefully Rhino can tell him.
I've been writing a lot of messages to Sam Simmons and Noli, who both play with him Exeter.
Yeah.
And I think the intro's coming. And I can see him coming on the pod.
He also used Suns.
Some capacity. I don't think he needs Suns anymore because he had a hair transplant. Guys, sorry to take you away from what is a very interesting interview, but it's me again, the CEO of Clapham and founder of More Lash. I wanted to use this advert break to say thank you very much for your incredible support for the More Lash Lager. which is a premium lager for premium people, which has been described tastes like a Rolex. To say thank you to all of you, we are releasing a code for just podcast listeners, which is MORELASH20, which will be available from this Thursday to next Thursday to get you 20% off your orders, so you can get your lash in for the Lions and enjoy it. And remember, 10p of every can goes to Restart Rugby. Keep supporting the pod. Keep supporting More Lash. Because let's face it, we all need a bit of More Lash.
So Archie, now we've done the full 15, it's time to delve into the bench.
Oh, no, no one really cares about the bench.
Really? Well,
yeah, it's boring. For me, if anyone in my career has ever told me to go on the bench, tell them I'd rather not play.
Right, well, what do you
want? That's the kind of player I am.
Well, what do you want to delve into then? I mean,
ask me about my career.
Mate, no one cares about your career, let's be honest.
Well, I'm bringing out a book.
You're bringing out a book?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you're
and
not.
I brought, are you? I could, I mean, look, I'm here to promote something.
Well, like the other guests. Yeah, but you're not like the other guests.
But I've got a few extracts from my book I could read.
Are you sure?
Okay. Yeah.
What's your book on?
It's a mixture of business lessons and diary entries.
Okay. Right. Okay. Well, if you want to read one,
yeah,
go for
yeah.
it.
I'll give the listeners a quick lesson in touch, pause, engage.
Okay.
Which is the art of a good business handshake, which is like good sex, which is firm and quick.
Gosh. Okay. It's time for Archie Curzon to give you business lessons. You once were a 9, but you're now below 7. You can't afford that house in Cornwall or Devon. It's time to come back for an Archie Curzon lesson.
So, here's the extract. So, I write, congratulations on making it this far, because this is quite far down.
Into the book, yeah. Okay.
You would have found that you have sorted out your chassis and now are confidently networking globally with multiple senior stakeholders on LinkedIn. And surprise, surprise, they have found you well. And now they want to meet you. So now it's time to prepare the client meeting. And the most important individual aspect of that meeting is the first skin-on-skin interaction,
Christ.
The handshake. Yeah, this is very detailed. There are a number of incredibly important other factors which go into a successful client meeting, but none of those can you worry about until you've mastered the business handshake.
That's true.
A good business handshake is the key to starting a good business meeting. It's all about touch. The crucial touch is making sure your client can see your expensive Rolex watch when you do the handshake. And if you don't have a Rolex, why not get a Fitbit or an Apple Watch and make sure they can see your step count or your calorie count is visible.
Okay.
Which makes sense, mate.
That does make sense. Yeah, okay.
Because, you know, I will do a rig biz run or a workout in the morning and just someone saying that I'm already burning up to, you know, 1,000 calories and it's only 9 a.m.
God, that must
will bloody impress them. So that's touch. Next step is pause. You know, take a moment, Clodie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at your client like you look at someone in a photo just before you snog them. This romantic nuance cannot be overlooked in business. You need to make sure that client can feel that you can do anything with their cash and they're confident that you're going to go away and secure them some serious investment.
Even more money, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the way you look at your guitar.
Yeah.
It's the way
I
look at a kettlebell on the common on a hot, sunny Saturday.
Gosh, this is quite good, Archie.
The next bit is engage, which is the key bit of the handshake.
Crucial.
Get your grip on the hand, squeeze it, and make sure you mean business. And if you can master these 3 points, you'll get much closer to graduating and becoming a successful businessman or business chica.
Right, okay. Well, that was actually quite good.
Mate, incredible, isn't it?
And that was quite a good lesson.
I've got about 20 lessons in that book.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
That I'm writing down. Haven't found a publisher yet.
No, well, I'm not surprised.
When I do, that is going to be...
Maybe in Christmas. Maybe
I can see that coming at Christmas.
Okay, well, congratulations.
Although, if people just want to drop me an email, more than happy to share tips for a price.
That was really good, yeah. Actually, touch, pause, engage, break it down.
I'll finish off this sort of 0.5 pod with a diary entry.
Okay, that'd be lovely.
I know people used to enjoy that. Freddie, I'm hoping you can get some music going.
Yeah, mate, that's not a problem. I can do that for you. It's time for a member from Archie's diary. You better sit back, cause it's gonna get fiery. It's time for a member from Archie's diary. If your girls are single, then make an inquiry.
I had to take a week off to recover from going to see my best mate Benders play in the World Cup final in Paris. Well, he didn't actually play, but he was on the bench. Well, he was in the crowd, but God, to rehab a bloody good time together.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, sadly, England lost, but that didn't stop us tearing up Paris for 3 days straight. Annoyingly, I think my phone number changed when I go overseas, so I couldn't make direct contact with him, which is so annoying because I would love nothing better than going out with Benders and the boys and teaching them a thing or two about rugby and partying. But I wasn't going to let these hurdles get me down. So I did six bum funnels outside the metro station by the Stade de France. Annoyingly, you had to buy a ticket for the game. And I just thought they would recognise me as one of Benders' best mate and let me in. And then sadly, the police thought my bum funnels were extremely offensive. And nudity is strictly prohibited in public in France. So I was arrested and found myself in a cell for 3 days, which is actually... It had a bright side because I hadn't booked any accommodation.
Archie, do you think people are actually... Well, that's going to be in the book. People are actually going to buy that book, a mixture of your diary entries from your gap year and your life.
Like I said, I haven't got a publisher, but I'm thinking about investing in it myself and publishing it myself.
Well, maybe you can ask Benders when you go to Spain.
Yeah, that's another thing. Write that down. And okay. Can you email that me? Because I'll probably read my emails when I get off the plane.
Archie, this has been an incredibly weird podcast. Yeah, with the book and everything.
Man, I really enjoyed coming on.
Yeah, well, it's been very weird. I think we should finish up, mate. I think.
Okay. Just ask me about my highs and lows. Because
what your biggest highlights have been, mate? I'm not going to ask you that.
What is it you asked them?
I asked them what's your biggest highlight and what's your biggest regret.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not going to ask you that. Let's just
of this quarter or last quarter.
No, you're not answering, are you?
Yeah. Come on, mate. It's a proper pod.
Oh, for God's sake!
Is this how you treat your guests?
No, I don't. But you're my co-host. Okay, fine. Archie Curzon, what is your biggest highlight?
The biggest highlight of this quarter, Clody, has to be my activity on LinkedIn is going through the roof. You know, I'm getting 40 to 50 requests, connections a day.
Whoa.
Which I haven't experienced in any quarter I've been alive.
That's a great dopamine hit.
The lows this quarter is, look, the world's opened up and I've been on the Birrios and body fat has gone up. But look, it's been great coming to pod.
Well, Archie, you've been absolutely fantastic. Your insights have been wonderful.
Yeah, I think people really enjoy that.
Yeah. Wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you met that rugby player. Fucking see you in the clubhouse. Wanna see you in the clubhouse. I wanna hear about the time that you got pissed with that rugby player. So Archie, it is your favorite time again.
No. It always brings it's us. The clubhouse.
It's the clubhouse. It's time.
Lords! Lord! I just do that naturally now when I'm excited.
So we've been sending quite a few stories.
I bet. And the banter will be good.
About
me doing? Are we doing Suns this week or not?
We are doing Suns. So before we get onto the story, I must say that like the Lions managed to find their edge against South Africa, fight back in the second half and be victorious once more and start off the series with a 1-0 lead, you can do the same and you can find that 1 or 2%. Warren Gatland said after the game, it's a game of fine margins. But guess what? It's the same as being successful in the city, successful on the pitch, or successful in infernos, as you always say.
And interestingly, that Lions team, very successful. You don't see any thinning hair or fine hair.
No, you don't. So, great lids. Yeah. And also, they're sorting out their bodies.
And I imagine all their stools are pretty solid.
Well, I can imagine they really are because they're staying hydrated. And I'm guessing they're probably using Suns. They're big in the rugby world. And they have the market...
Better and foul. Stools are just really like they're just the same all the time.
Yeah,
because
so I bet
boring. He eats just the same meal all the time. Like, because he doesn't have any lash. Like, he won't have like those dodgy stools.
No. He never has margarita.
I actually had on Sunday. Oh.
But then you took the Suns.
Took the Suns.
And you're
now
feeling
my
great.
Stools are really solid.
Yeah,
really
solid. Well, that's amazing.
Mate, I'll actually bring some in next week. I haven't done that for a while.
Yeah, no, please don't, mate. Anyway, guys, if you guys want to sort out your chassis, sort out your lids, Suns do everything. They're little magicians. They call Archie Curzon the magician, but this is a company full of magicians who are creating market-leading products like their new probiotic. So all you have to do is go on the Suns website.
Is there a code?
Well, guess what? I'm going to give you 25 quid off. And the one-month package is only roughly 30 quid. So for a fiver, you can have a month's worth of good stools and incredible immune system, and you can find that edge, the boardroom, the pitch, and also on the lash. So guys, go to the Suns website and put in the code RIGBIZ25 to get 25 quid off to sort out your lid or sort out your stools.
If someone can't afford £5, then they probably shouldn't be listening to this podcast.
No, I completely agree with you. Right now, Archie, it's time to bring up Clubhouse Story. Now, as I was going to say, we've had some incredible stories. We've also had some not so good ones.
Yeah,
and this week, we got in a couple about players, Finn Russell, there are a couple of other ones, but they just, you know, you get disappointed when they're not brilliant.
Yeah, it actually gets me down, because when they are good, mate, when you get good rugby banter, it just puts you in a great mood. For example, I'll be in the clubhouse after a game, we might have lost, and then someone will tell me like an epic story, like rugby related story, and I'll just feel great. That's what good rugby banter does.
Yeah, it sort of changes your day around.
Who is it this week?
Well, we've got one from James Dickinson.
Oh, Dickie.
Yeah, Dickie.
Yeah. Bloody good lad.
He's
bloody
a good lad. Dicko, yeah. Dickie, whatever you want to call
Dickie.
Him.
Oi, Dickie. Come over here, mate. We need to meet my mate. Diggy! Oh, he's talking.
Don't think he likes you.
Diggy! He can't hear me.
No.
Take your AirPod! Mate! Take your AirPods! He's coming over.
I don't think he knows.
Mate, just act cool, because he was bloody big at school.
Okay.
He was a bloody good guy at school.
Okay, cool.
He's coming over. While he's coming over, just talk.
I'll just sit here.
In bloody good shape, actually.
Right. Well, he says, Archie, good day. I hope this finds you well.
It does.
Now,
Lions! Because they've won the Lions.
He's been disappointed by some of the professional stories. So he said, in a time not too distant, but distinctly more amateurish, there were two rugby lads having a pint in his local rugby club, Clitheroe RUFC.
Where's that?
I've got no idea. Right. But one was a guy...
It doesn't sound like it's anywhere near Clapham.
No, but one was a farmer called Ralph. So Ralph was a farmer who lived in the middle of his land in a house with no windows. At the age of 56, he got his first passport and took his first trip abroad for a player's stag do.
At 56,
he's not that well cultured. He also says that he had to phone one of the boys and ask him what a panini was. So he's, you know, obviously not that well versed in life. The other player was renowned for just being a fucking nutcase. So Farmer Ralph and Nutcase Dave were having...
Nutcase Dave, that's quite good chat.
We're having the usual back and forth banter.
I bet he is an absolute nutcase. If you are called Nutcase Dave... Likelihood.
You better be nuts.
Yeah.
I'm sure he is. Well,
you know who else should have a nutcase in front of their name?
Who's it?
Andy Powell.
Andy Powell, yeah. Powell.
Nutcase Andy.
Powell.
Imagine if Nutcase Dave and Nutcase Andy got together.
Ugh, carnage.
They wouldn't sleep.
It would be complete carnage. Anyway, Farmer Ralph and Nutcase Dave were having the usual back and forth banter when suddenly it escalated. Dave did a particularly cutting jibe, to which Ralph wittily replied, "Suck my nub." Laughter ensued.
That is actually very good banter between like mates. But if you say that to a woman, trust me.
Yeah.
That's
not good.
Yeah, it's not good form, especially in the office environment.
Yeah, well, mate.
There's a time
definitely.
And place for suck my knob.
Yeah, and it's not in the office. No, yeah. I agree. Well, laughter ensued other than from Dave, who said, "All right, then."
Oh, God, Nutcase Dave, at it again.
Ralph levelled, "You wouldn't dare." "I bloody will," said Dave. Ralph dropped his trousers in front of the whole squad, whose laughter had now become distinctly more nervous. Yes.
God, that would have been worn.
Well worn, yeah. "I'll bloody do it," postulated Dave. "Not a chance, you fanny," said the pastoral technician. At this point, Dave got on his knees. "You won't do it," said Ralph, with an unease that was now cutting through his bravado. "I bloody will," said Nutcase.
No, did he do it?
At this point, in front of a full onlooking crowd, Dave, the mental fullback, put the tip of the farmer's schlong in his mouth.
Oh my God.
Ralph screamed.
Doesn't sound like a fullback.
Getting back to his feet, Dave calmly finished his bitter and with a final exclamation of, "I told you I bloody would," wiped his mouth clean.
Oh my God. That's just... Seriously good rugby banter.
This story still gets talked about now, and I believe is the basis of a game played up and down the country at rugby clubs called Chicken.
Yeah. I love a bloody good game of chicken. That is... We should try and get Nutcase Dave on the podcast. I'll give that 8 out of chat.
Okay.
Just because there was no professional rugby player in there. It'd be great if Nutcase Dave was... doing his thing, and then Andy Powell turned up.
Yeah, that would be great.
That would be chat.
Well, guys, 8 out of chat's not too bad. Please keep on sending your stories for the final 2 weeks, because we want to hear the loosest time you've ever met professional rugby players out and about.
What a bloody pod. That was, I don't think we conceded any tries.
I think we conceded loads.
No. I actually think that was probably one of our better pods.
I think that was like us fighting against the South African A rugby team.
I think people really enjoyed the chat. They definitely enjoyed it at the beginning of the pod. Lads!
Yeah.
It was just strong performance from the start of the game to the end of the game.
I think we'll call
and that's what the Lions need to do on Saturday.
I think we'll call that one episode 3.5, Archie. I think we'll be back next week and the week after with some Lions legends to really finish it off in the right manner.
When I'm back from Spain and I've secured big investment and I've brought the Moorlash rugby pitch and clubhouse to Clapham.
What are your predictions for the weekend? Do you think the Lions will go 2-0?
I think my prediction of the weekend is the Lions will win. I will be getting absolutely on it with Benders. I will secure a massive amount of money. I'll be bringing it back home to Clapham, and Q3 will continue to be incredible.
Well, mate, fly safe, go well, and enjoy yourself. I hope you find Benders, and if not, I hope you've got some...
No, I'll find Benders.
I hope you've got some accommodation booked, unlike France. I'm like, you're going to...
Sola Grande is a small place. It's synonymous with privately educated people, which Lovely. Is brilliant. And it's a very small area, so I will find him.
Okay. Well, good luck, Archie. It's been absolutely fantastic to see you. Fly safe. Enjoy your Moorlashing. Good luck with your business ventures. And I can't wait to actually get some Lion Legends back on this pod next week.
Me too. Although it was, maybe we should just be interviewing me every week and I could just read out different extracts from my book.
Please, no.
Spring on a cool summer's day, I found my soul and took it back to her place. Skipping over lines on the pavement, writing rhymes on the bus station. People plotting in the grass, eating ball in the park, drinking brews after dark. Remember how we laughed, laughed till we cried, till the morning came with those girls from Brighton. Oh, what were their names? July, 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 July was a lovely year.